Hey guys, it's Sonia, and welcome back to the You Are Blossoming podcast, where we talk about spirituality, self-betterment, and all the things that actually matter in life. This week's episode is something that I think a lot of us can benefit from and learn how to truly be confident. We're going to talk about how to gain confidence and be yourself. The number one question that I get asked as a creator on social media is, how are you so confident? And the answer is, I grew my confidence over time, and I actually wasn't that confident at all growing up. As I got older, I started thinking that I wasn't beautiful or that I just didn't fit in certain situations, and it really took a toll on my confidence. I think that that's something that's really normal that all of us go through, especially during our awkward teenage stage. We just feel a little out of place and we lose that confidence and charisma that we once had when we were little. My definition of confidence is being comfortable with who you are, being able to be yourself no matter what, and not conforming to society and the people that are around you. When you're confident, you know what you want and what makes you feel good. And I think that it's important to always strive to do the things that make us feel good. Because when we feel good, we feel confident in who we are and we're able to just be ourselves. As I said, I had to learn how to be confident. And when you're in the entertainment industry, whether you're a photographer, a model, a content creator, or even if you're a working professional where you're a nurse, a doctor, a lawyer, a teacher, you have to have confidence to put yourself in front of people. And confidence is something that you learn over time. And the more that you practice your passions and whatever it is that you're pursuing, you're going to learn how to adapt and evolve from that endeavor. And when that happens, you're going to grow and build that confidence within you over time. For instance, when I first started taking photos, I was really shy. I just felt like I was ugly and that I just didn't want to look weird in front of the camera, or I was afraid of the picture not turning out good. But I think it's important to just be yourself, let go, and not give a fuck. And that's what true confidence is. It's when you trust in who you are. No matter the outcome, you're still gonna love yourself unconditionally. Having confidence coincides with having self-love. And if you don't love yourself, then you're probably not gonna have the greatest confidence or self-esteem within you to put yourself out there and achieve the things that you want, because it always starts within you and it starts with building that relationship with you and loving who you are. Once you love and accept who you are, you're able to be yourself and you're able to be confident in any situation. Today, I'm going to give you a few points on how you can gain confidence and just be yourself. The first topic we're going to talk about is letting go of negative self-talk and self-doubt. Your limiting beliefs manifest from negative self-talk. And it's so important to not self-deprecate and put yourself down, because when you do that, you're training your mind to think these negative things about you. And what you think and say, you start to become. So when you continuously point out the bad things about yourself, it's hard to see, feel, and believe the good things about you because you're constantly self-deprecating and putting yourself down. We all know that self-deprecating jokes can be funny, and it's also a way to relate to people, but it's important to understand that when we glorify putting ourselves down and saying these bad things about ourselves, this can be really toxic. And when we only start to point out the bad things about ourselves to fit in, that's not right. You shouldn't have to put yourself down in order to fit into a crowd. If you're putting yourself down in order to fit in, that means you need to find a new crowd, a new community, because why would you want to put yourself down just to make other people feel good about themselves? You are who you hang out with. And if you're striving to be on the same level as somebody by saying self-deprecating things, then this is a toxic environment. yeah, it's fun to joke around and it's okay to poke fun at yourself once in a while, you know? It's healthy to be able to kind of joke about yourself sometimes, but when it's something that you constantly do, then that can really hurt your confidence and your self-esteem, and then you're not able to truly be yourself. I think being confident, especially humble confidence, is such a beautiful thing. And when you see someone who's confident in who they are and they're not putting other people down while being confident, it's very inspiring and people admire that. And so that's why I really try to promote humble confidence, because you can be super confident and rub people the wrong way. And that's not the best way to go about sharing your confidence. When you're confident, you don't have to overstep anybody or step on anyone's toes. I think that that's really attractive. And when you're confident, you feel invincible and that you can achieve anything that you set your mind to. Not having negative self-talk and continuously doubting yourself is the very first step to gaining confidence and building that confidence. You have to start by reframing your thoughts and the negative things that you say about yourself in order for you to truly step into the confidence that everyone has. Everyone can be confident. You just have to learn what works for you and find your groove. But letting go of negative self-talk and self-doubt is the number one thing that you should definitely consider if you're trying to become more confident and be yourself. This goes into our second topic, which is to focus on your strengths and know your values. Practicing affirmations and positive self-talk will help you gain that confidence that you're looking for. The tricky thing about affirmations is, yeah, you can say your affirmations every single morning in the mirror or in your head or wherever it is that you like to practice your affirmations. You can say them all you want, but you have to truly feel them in order for those affirmations to rewire your mindset. When you say, "I am beautiful," in the mirror, I want you to look at yourself and truly feel what it means to be beautiful. Truly feel what it means to be strong and confident. Thinking, what does beauty and confidence mean to you? And how do you see that within yourself? Once you see that within yourself, that's how you're able to feel it and manifest it within you so you can exude that confidence and own being who you are. The more you say and truly feel those affirmations, you rewire and reframe your mind to start believing those things. When you recognize your strengths and the things that you're good at, you start to empower yourself and you start to build yourself up. In order for you to gain confidence, you have to start putting those little stepping stones for you to walk up and build yourself up to the point where you're confident in who you are and you don't care about what other people think and you can hold your own. A main thing that I want you to do is to focus on your strengths and whatever you may think is a weakness, whether it's your vulnerability or how generous or compassionate you are or how emotional you are, I want you to look at that as a strength, because these feelings that society has casted to be a negative thing really isn't negative at all. And I think there's so much strength in vulnerability because you're able to relate to people on a different level. When you open up about your weaknesses, whether it's you have social anxiety, I think that that's a strength because you're able to point out something that you want to work on. When you're able to point out something that you want to work on, that's the first step that you're taking to building up your confidence and becoming more socially inclined. The more that you accept yourself and align with your values, it's easier to be you. If you're a vulnerable person like me, that is a strength. Own that and don't look at it as a weakness. If you're an emotional person like me, own that, because having emotions is a beautiful thing. We are meant to have emotions. We're not meant to suppress our emotions all the time. Of course, having a healthy balance with your emotions is very important because it's easy for our emotions to slip and get the best of us. But having that balance and understanding your emotions and to not suppress them is really important. And that's another way where you can just be yourself and learn how to gain your confidence. Which leads into our third topic, which is to stop caring about what others think and stop comparing yourself to other people. This is so common in society where we care about what other people think about us and we're constantly comparing what this person has or what this person is doing to what you're doing. And the most important thing when it comes to being confident and being yourself is to just stay in your own lane and stop worrying about what other people think and what that person's doing. Because having true confidence means that you know where you're going on your path and you're not gonna let other people's successes or wins or opinions slow you down from doing whatever it is that you want, because you're so confident in knowing that this is what I wanna do, so I'm gonna stay on my path and I'm gonna keep going. To truly be yourself, you have to love yourself unconditionally and trust who you are. Trust who you are, trust your journey and your path, and to keep going. Keep your head up and don't let the outside noise cloud you from attaining whatever it is that you desire. When you let go of what other people think, it's so much easier for you to be yourself because you're not trying to please other people. When you're a people pleaser, and this is coming from someone who has been a people pleaser all their life, but I'm learning to not give a fuck about that anymore and to just be myself and please myself. Yes, you want to think about other people and how you're affecting them, but at the same time, if you're constantly overthinking how you're making other people feel, obviously you want to make moral decisions and hold your values, because that's what shapes us to be good human beings, is having morals and values. So as long as you're not stepping out of those morals and values, you don't have to worry about how you're gonna make other people feel. Because most of the time when people are judging you or they have an opinion about you, that's a reflection of who they are, because they're projecting their insecurities onto you. And that's something that I've had to learn throughout my journey, especially being on social media. You can't control other people's opinions. And once you come to that understanding that you can't control other people, that you are in control of who you are and you can control your narrative, that's all that you can do, is to learn how to be yourself and to just be happy with that. It's cool to be unique because you don't want to be like anyone else. And when you're comparing yourself, especially as a creative on social media to other creatives, it's okay to look at other people for inspiration. But then when you start to act like that person, you lose yourself. And I think it's important to always stay true to who you are, because at the end of the day, it's exhausting to be like somebody else. Why would you want to be like somebody else? You are you, and that's what makes you unique, and that's what makes you competent. When you own who you are and you accept and love yourself unconditionally, that's what true confidence is. Building confidence takes practice. And the more you do things, the more comfortable and confident you start to feel. I brought up having social anxiety earlier, and that's something that's a common quote unquote weakness that a lot of people in society has. But if you practice going to events or walking up to somebody that catches your eye and you start a conversation with them, I'm telling you, the more that you do it, the more confident you're gonna feel in starting a conversation with people. Because 9 times out of 10, when you're at an event or a party or wherever you are where it's a social gathering, there's gonna be so many people that are afraid to talk to other people. It is very, very common. And one thing that I've been doing this year is stepping out of my comfort zone and sparking up a conversation with someone, because I was always afraid to start a conversation with people because I just never wanted them to think that I was weird or like, why was I talking to them? But whenever I'm invited to parties or events, I always tell myself that I'm being brought here for a reason and I am being guided to this event for a reason. And it's the same thing for you. If you're going to a party, you're going to that party for a reason. And so you're accepted there. And whether you may feel that you're accepted or not, like, fucking own it. Okay, show up to that party and just be confident and excited that you're gonna meet new people and that you can connect with someone new, and who knows who you're gonna meet. So I think it's important to practice those things, especially if you're focusing on your weaknesses a lot, because in order to turn your weaknesses into strengths, you have to practice at them, and you'll get so much better and more confident in being yourself, and you'll be able to check that weakness off and turn it into a strength. Stepping out of your comfort zone helps you build that confidence because you're able to experience these new things and then you notice how they make you feel. You'll learn about yourself by leaving your comfort zone than you ever thought possible if you just take a chance on yourself, put yourself out there, and just know that this is a learning experience. Every single thing that's new to us is a learning experience, and with that, we gain knowledge, experience, and connection. Once you're able to connect with that certain thing that you think was a weakness for yourself, you can turn that into a strength by practicing at it. The more you do something, the more comfortable you'll feel, and then the more confident you'll feel while doing it. And the very last thing is to accept yourself and honor your emotions. We talked about emotions earlier. It's okay to not feel confident all the time, because let me tell you, a lot of people ask me, how am I so confident? And the truth is, I'm not confident 100% of the time, and sometimes I fake it. You have to fake it till you make it, right? But when you fake it and when you pretend to be confident, you learn how to be confident, and then you feel confident because you're putting yourself in that situation. So again, I want you to remember that it's okay to not feel confident all the time, because it's a part of the journey. Having confidence takes practice. The more you honor your feelings, the more familiar you become to those certain emotions, and then you can understand how to navigate them. So by putting yourself in these certain situations to practice your confidence, you're going to learn how to adapt to that environment and what skills you need to succeed in that environment. When you're able to be okay with who you once were and you allow yourself the opportunity to grow and change, you start to accept yourself and become more secure with who you are. It's important to let go of your past, let go of your past judgments, your limiting beliefs, because those things were there to hold you back. And if you want to step into your own and be comfortable with who you are, you have to let go of those limiting beliefs that kept you in that mindset. Working towards being confident takes work, and it takes practice, and it takes time. But just know that when you're moving forward and you're thinking what's the best to come, you'll find the confidence within you because you're allowing yourself to trust that you're on the right path and that you're making the right decisions. To wrap up today's episode, I'm going to pull an affirmation card. Let's see what affirmation Spirit wants you to affirm today, this week, or whenever you're listening to this episode. I feel my way into faith one step at a time. Remember earlier I said that building your confidence takes one step at a time. You have to put those little bricks up and take the little steps necessary for you to start gaining that confidence. It's not going to happen overnight, but what I can tell you is when you feel confident and when you feel what it means to be yourself and to accept yourself, that's when the magic starts to happen. That's when you reframe your mind and you start believing that you're confident in doing whatever it is that you want to do. Because to be successful, you have to have the confidence and the self-love and the self-trust in order for you to walk on your path with ease. Because when you're confident, things just flow to you so much easier because you're open and willing, and the universe wants to bless you when you believe in yourself and when you love yourself. It all starts within you. It all starts within having that faith and belief that you can achieve and do whatever it is that you want to do. Because baby, you are unique, you are confident, you are beautiful, you are strong, and you are all of those things. And I want you to feel those things, okay? I hope that today's episode made you feel good and uplifted you. and inspired you to work on your confidence. And like I said, everyone has confidence within themselves. It's just about taking the right steps, finding out what works for you. If you guys enjoyed this episode, make sure to share it in your stories on Instagram. Tag me at SoniaXSing and You Are Blossoming. If you're feeling generous, give the podcast a rate and review because this helps us stay relevant and gets the good vibes of this podcast out. If you made it this far, I love you so much and thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you guys really soon. Bye.